Mater Dei Radio proudly presents The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross. From the earliest roots of the Christian faith, music has played a central role in holy worship. For the next hour, let your spirit soar as we highlight selected pieces of beautiful sacred music from the rich history of the Catholic liturgy. Now, here's the host of The Glory of the Mass, Terry Ross.
Welcome to The Glory of the Mass, a weekly program devoted to beautiful sacred music performed as part of the Catholic liturgy. I'm your host, Terry Ross, and in today's program, we'll concentrate on music for the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord, one of the year's most important days, which falls on Thursday, August 6th. The story of the Transfiguration is related in the Gospels of Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Jesus and three of his apostles, Peter, James, and John, go to a mountain to pray. On the mountain, Jesus begins to shine with bright rays of light. The prophets Moses and Elijah then appear next to him, and he speaks with them. He is then called Son by a voice in the sky, assumed to be God the Father. The apostles look on amazed. The Transfiguration is one of the five major milestones in the gospel narrative of the life of Jesus, the others being his baptism, his crucifixion, his resurrection, and his ascension. The origins of this feast are unclear, but we are sure that it was present in various forms by the 9th century, and that in the Western Church it was made a universal feast on August 6th by Pope Calixtus III in 1456. You may already know that in these programs we focus on the parts of the Mass that are traditionally sung by a cantor or choir. Of these, there are 10. Five of them are on texts particular to the day of the church calendar, and five others called the ordinary, whose texts are unchanging, are used at many different times of the church year, such as today's Mass by the 16th century Franco-Flemish composer Orlando di Lasso, whose Masses we have featured throughout this month. These 10 alternate with one another throughout the Mass until the final distribution of the Eucharist at Communion. The first five of these are called the proper because the text of each is specific to the day it is sung. Today we'll hear four of these, the introit, or entrance of the celebrant, the gradual, sung after the first reading, the offertory, sung while the gifts are being prepared for communion, and the communion, sung while the gifts are distributed to the congregation. Two of these will be sung in Gregorian chant, the other two arranged as motets. We'll also enjoy all five parts of the ordinary, the Kyrie, the Gloria, the Credo, the Sanctus, and the Agnus Dei, in the form of Orlando di Lasso's Missa Triste de Par, a so-called parody mass that uses pre-existing music. In this case, the pre-existing music is a chanson called Triste Départ, Sorrowful Leaving, by Nicholas Gombert, that's G-O-M-B-E-R-T, a Franco-Flemish contemporary of Lasso's. We'll start today, as all Masses do, with our introit, Tibi Dixit Cor Meum, from Psalm 26. My heart declared to you, your countenance have I sought. This introit is also used for the second Sunday of Lent as a reminder during that penitential period of the hope of the resurrection to come. This introit will be sung for us by the Canti Gregoriani Mediolanensis, an Italian ensemble.
Oh,
That was the introit for the Feast of the Transfiguration of the Lord, Tibi Dixit Cor Meum. Now, before we turn to Orlando de Lasso's Mass Ordinary, I'd like to offer that chanson by Nicholas Humbert, on which Lasso based his Mass, called Triste Départ. The performers will be the choir of King's College, Cambridge. That was Nicholas Humbert's chanson, Triste Départ. Now we can begin the Mass that Lasso wrote on that melody with the Kyrie of his Missa, Triste Départ. The singers are the choir of King's College, Cambridge.
Thank you.
We've heard the Kyrie of our Mass Ordinary for today, Orlando de Lasso's Missa Triste Départ. Orlando de Lasso was a composer of the late Renaissance or High Renaissance, which is to say the 16th century. He worked in various courts and churches all over Europe and wrote in all the styles of the day, secular and sacred. He is generally considered one of the three most influential musicians in Europe at the end of the 16th century. Here's the next part of his Mass Ordinary, the Gloria, and again, the performers are the choir of King's College, Cambridge.
Oh,
That was the Gloria of Orlando de Lasso's Misa Triste de Par. And this brings us to the second part of the proper, the gradual. Today's text for the Feast of the Transfiguration, the same as one used during Christmastide, is Speciosus Forma from Psalm 44. Your beauty surpasses that of all the children of men. We'll hear this gradual sung for us by the Prague Chamber Choir in motet form by the 20th century composer Leos Janáček, considered the worthy successor to Bedřich Smetana and Antonín Dvořák. Was the gradual for today's celebration of the Feast of the Transfiguration, a motet by Leos Janáček. And now we've arrived at the central bit of today's Mass Ordinary, the Nicene Creed. We'll hear Lasso's Credo from our Mass Ordinary of the day. The singers, again, are the choir of King's College, Cambridge.
Easy.
That was the credo of our Mass Ordinary by the Franco-Flemish Renaissance composer Orlando di Lasso. Next up today in the order of the sung Mass comes the offertory proper. Today's text from Psalm 8 is Gloria et Honore. You have crowned him with glory and honor. We'll hear this in a motet setting by a Czech or Bohemian Baroque composer who lived about the same time as Johann Sebastian Bach, Josef Brentner. The performers are the group Florilegium from New York City. That was our offertory for the Feast of the Transfiguration, a composition by the Bohemian composer Josef Brentner. Now we've reached the Sanctus of the Mass Ordinary, the Holy, Holy, Holy. And here again are the singers from King's College, Cambridge, with Lasso's music.
Oh, Hosanna,
Hosanna,
we've heard the Sanctus and the Benedictus, with a Hosanna following each of them, of Lasso's Missa Triste de Par. And now, before we go to the final part of the Mass Ordinary, the Agnus Dei, I'd like to offer a two-part motet by Luca Marenzio, another contemporary of Orlando de Lasso, and a renowned composer of madrigals, of which he wrote some 500, ranging from the lightest to the most serious. This motet is called Domine Quando Veneris. O Lord, when thou comest to judge the world, where shall I hide myself from the face of thy wrath? For I have sinned exceedingly in my life. The singers of this motet are the Progetto Musica, an Italian music education organization.
Thank you.
was Luca Marenzio's two-part motet, Domine Quando Veneris. And now we may move on to the Agnus Dei of Orlando de Lasso's Mass Ordinary for today and the choir of King's College, Cambridge. We've been listening to the Agnus Dei of Orlando de Lasso's Missa Dixit Joseph, sung by the choir of King's College, Cambridge. And this brings us to the very last musical element of the Mass, the Communion proper. Today's text is Visionem Quam Vidistis from the Gospel of Matthew. This is the admonition that Jesus gives Peter, James, and John at the moment of the Transfiguration. As for the vision you have seen, tell no one until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. Here, Mr. Merrick Klein will sing the Gregorian chant.
Erum David cor meum et
That was the communion proper for the Feast of the Transfiguration. As for the vision you have seen, tell no one until the Son of Man has risen from the dead. Which leaves us time for a motet by Orlando de Lasso, our main composer for this month of July. It's called Levavi Oculos Meos, I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes. The performers are the choir of Girton College, Cambridge. That was Orlando de Lasso's motet, Levavi Oculos Meos, I Will Lift Up Mine Eyes. And with it, we must end today's program. I hope you've enjoyed the chant, the motets, and Orlando de Lasso's Mass Ordinary for the Feast of the Transfiguration. And I hope you'll tune in next weekend as we celebrate the 19th Sunday of Ordinary Time. You can listen again to this program or to any of our programs in this series and see our playlists by visiting our website at materdayradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced by Patrick Ryan for Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon. I'm your host, Terry Ross, wishing you a very pleasant summer Sabbath.
This has been The Glory of the Mass with Terry Ross, a weekly examination of the beautiful music of the sacred liturgy of the Catholic Church. For more information about this program, including a playlist from today's show, visit The Glory of the Mass online at materdayradio.com. The Glory of the Mass is produced at the studios of Mater Dei Radio in Portland, Oregon.